Sir Winston Churchill is an iconic figure in history who led Britain to victory in the Second World War, but according to Randy Barber, few people under 40 even know the name, never mind the man's contribution to modern history. Randy Barber is the chair of the International Churchill Society of Canada and spoke to a packed room at the Wellington Museum in Prince Edward County on Saturday. He spoke with a lighthearted and humorous approach, engaging the audience to know more about Winston Churchill. He brought the man to life, shedding light on the personal side of Churchill with anecdotes, facts, and little-known stories. The Canadian Society is part of the international group that has over 3,000 members across the globe and who meet at conferences yearly. They are dedicated to preserving the legacy of Sir Winston Churchill and his values of freedom, democracy, and human rights. By giving talks across the USA and Canada, Randy Barber hopes to inspire present and future generations to strive for their own outstanding leadership. Randy tells us how he became interested in history and what inspired him to research and study everything about the Right Honorable Sir Winston Churchill. Randy Barber, how did you become interested in history?
Well, I've been a student of history my whole life, actually. I wanted to be an archaeologist when I was a little boy, especially in Egypt, and that's probably where my key interest. But I had a grandfather who was in the Anglo-Boer War, and he was a fascinating man. I knew him until I was into my 20s before he left us, and he's told us a lot of stories about his experiences in South Africa during that war. And my dad was in the Second World War as a lieutenant in the Royal Canadian Artillery, and heard stories there. And but we studied British history in high school, and it was one of my best subjects, if not my best subject. And we learned a bit about Winston Churchill in those days by having to read his first book, which was called My Early Life.
And did that inspire you to keep researching about Churchill?
Yes, I think so. There is now, as I mentioned, the Churchill Society, about 3,000 members around the world. We have an international conference every year. We just finished our 42nd one, the third week of October in Washington, D.C. Last year it was in London, England. Next year it will be in Philadelphia, along with the America's 250th anniversary. But we get together to teach the younger generation and to perpetuate the memory of Sir Winston Churchill. There are still 6 to 12 books every year written about the man, and he's been dead since 1965. So there's still a tremendous amount of interest in Winston Churchill, and as I said, I've been chairman of the Churchill Society in Canada for some 37 years now, and plan to hang around as long as I can and continue the good work that we do.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.